Good day and welcome to Scholarly Stories. I am Noah Campbell White. Now come with me as we listen to Dan DeBord as he digs into the lives of two same but yet different college students. Dan will introduce you to two different students. One is an older gentleman who returns to school after being out since the mid-1980s, as well as an incoming freshman who just graduated high school and has never been away from home. Without further ado, here is Dan.
Hey there, I'm Dan DeBord. Thanks again for stopping by for another episode of Scholarly Stories. I decided for this episode, we're going to take Darren and Tanner outside of the studio and meet up at a local coffee shop. So stay tuned for another great episode of Scholarly Stories. Hey there, I'm Dan DeBord. Thank you for stopping by and listening to another episode of Scholarly Stories. We do have Darren and Tanner coming back. They'll be here any minute now. They just reached out to me via text message, said they're running a few minutes late. Oh, looks like they're already here. Come on in, guys. Hey, guys, how you doing? How was the trip over?
It was pretty good. I had a nice long walk this morning. Nah, it's like 5 minutes from Nesbitt to here, so it's not too bad.
Darren?
I had a nice drive in, and it's sunny and warm.
Warm?
Warm. I think it's
great. I mean, I love the weather, I'm not going to lie, but warm is not what I'd use to describe it.
I've been to the North Pole, so this is warm.
That's fair. Okay.
You and Santa old buddies?
What's that?
You and Santa Claus are old buddies?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Well, the old is the operative word there. Anyway... This episode of Scholarly Stories, we're talking about college life and what things they've experienced so far this semester. And we're going to ask two big questions here. And I'm feeling they're going to be long-winded answers, so we'll just stay put and listen to what you have to say. The first one is, coming to college, there are things that you expected to happen. Darren, we'll start with you.
Some of the things I expected to happen is somebody telling me, okay, these are the books you need. This is the classes you're going to have. This is when they start and everything. That's something that you actually have to do on your own. Nobody's going to tell you anything. It's not like going to ITT where everything is totally set up for you.
Right.
And it's modeled towards basically you're doing everything but the gen eds.
Right.
And so that's stuff that surprised me at first, but now that I've been doing it for a couple of years, I've gotten used to it.
Good. What about you, Tanner?
The big thing for me was like my high school experience towards the end of my high school year, I was actually at college. So my entire senior year, I did at college, so I selected all my courses. And even in my junior year of high school, I sort of played the system as well as I could, so that way I could form my schedule exactly how I wanted it to be. I was not a big fan of high school. I was trying my best to make sure I could just form everything how I wanted. And so for me, class-wise, I was a little different from Darren in that I sort of had an idea of what to expect because I wanted to run it. So that way I could design my schedule. The big thing for me was honestly moving into a dorm. Because I was going from living with my parents to then, you know, and I had a lot of freedom with my parents. Now I'm living with another person and how that dynamic changes. And we share a square of living space and coming to orientation, not even knowing this person, meeting them at orientation, going, okay, now I have to live with this person 7 days a week for the majority of my existence.
How do you handle disputes? Like who's going to clean the bathrooms and so on and so forth?
Well, we haven't actually had any issues. Honestly, he is my best friend. Shout out to Caleb. So we met at orientation at the little like roommate mixer thing. Okay. I talked to him for probably 5 minutes and I was like, hey, you want to be roommates? And he was like, sure. And then we hung out the rest of orientation, and sort of the rest is history at that point. We talked a little bit over the summer, because that was at the beginning of the summer, so we talked a little bit over the summer. And we have floor bathrooms, so we don't really have to worry about cleaning it. We're both relatively tidy people, so our room is always clean. We watch movies and play video games together all the time, and I don't think we really had any issues. I mean, we just sort of get along, and when we both were open to kind of talking about, you know, any issues we have, so disputes don't really happen. I got really lucky. Because that was my biggest worry coming in, is like, I've heard some horror stories.
Darren, I know you live off campus and you commute in, and you were in the service, you're in the Navy, so you did kind of experience that dorm life, if you will, because you were in tight quarters with these people for extended periods of time. How can you take that experience and being in college and, you know, working together closely with people? Do you think being in the Navy helped you with what your expectations were in college?
Oh, definitely. In fact, in the Navy, the quarters were a lot tighter. I even had to stay on campus for a week several years ago for STEM camp.
Okay.
They wanted everybody there not to go home. And so I got to experience the freshman dorms.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that was just like what we call like open barracks types thing, okay, almost. But yeah, it's you get around people, and it's actually now it's kind of difficult because then you got to really know each other, and right, you actually depended on each other, you know, because your lives depended on it.
Exactly.
And so now it's, you know, a little bit more free,
okay,
so to speak. And
okay, cool. Good information. The unexpected part. So there's, this question is probably a little bit longer of an answer. You come to college, especially as a freshman, as a 19-year-old, you're coming in here and there's, you know, all these temptations to go do this, go do that, and not study and just, you know, live in the now instead of preparing for the future. What some things that were unexpected, whether they were good or bad?
So living on campus and being sort of around the environment, I think definitely changes the dynamic for me. I sort of had a relatively good idea coming in because a lot of my friends, they were already in college because most of my friends my junior year of high school were seniors. That was huge for me opportunity-wise because then I was familiar with what to expect. I think the biggest thing unexpected for me was honestly getting along with my roommate so well, because I'd heard so many horror stories with like my friends, you know, freshmen and freshman year of college, you know, if they didn't get to pick their roommate,
right,
or whether they got to pick it or whether it was someone they didn't really know, they sort of got the raw end of the deal and didn't really like their roommate. And so they ended up hanging out with other people a lot. And I just got really lucky and we clicked really well. And so that was really helpful for me just to know, okay, maybe I'm a good read of character or something to that degree. I'm not really sure, you know, how that worked out. But because of my experience with college, my senior year of high school, and I've always had really good study habits and right, things of that nature. Honestly, that was my biggest thing is how am I going to get along with people my age? Because I've always gotten along with adults better, okay, all throughout my life. I've got, you know, I've made a bunch of friends, and getting along with my roommate was just huge for me. And it was definitely, I don't want to say it was unexpected, but it was definitely like, oh, that's awesome. You know, like I.
So it was, all the unexpected things that have happened, you've been in a positive note.
For sure. I don't think anything necessary. I tried to prepare myself as well as I could.
Right.
So I usually tend to be pretty good at flowing with changes or issues in life. So like if something happens, I'm not like, oh crap, what do I do now? I'm like, okay, well, let's do this to adjust to it. So, okay. And I don't know, I guess between my parents and my own life experiences, I was really well prepared for moving to someplace where I have to live on my own and live with another person. And my roommate and I just get along really well, and I know school is my priority and what I'm doing and my goals are my priority, and so I know what I have to do to get there. Yes, I have made stupid decisions.
Haven't we all?
I've gone and procrastinated. I'll be honest. I was working the paper I was working on last night. Still have to finish it up. It's definitely due at midnight tonight, and I was going to work on it on Saturday, and then I just was like, I'm just going to binge watch 4 episodes of Game of Thrones instead. So, I mean, you make those decisions. That's what you're here for. But, right, like, ultimately, I'm going to get stuff done. So I think that was the big thing for me is just the other sort of unexpected thing was that I would not have that, like, I'm going to do stuff late. And I'm going to, like, I've actually been pretty consistent on, no, I'm going to get my work done. That way I can enjoy my time here.
We have learned on previous episodes where you said you crammed at the last minute to get a paper done and you even told the professor about it, even though you still got an A.
Well, yeah, that's been my thing is, so my goal coming in was, you know, I'm going to try to work ahead on stuff. That way I'm not rushed. But then I get down to the end and I get good grades on papers and I submit them like a couple minutes before the deadline. And right, I'm like, well, then why do I need to work ahead on it? And in my head, I'm still like, you know, it's smart to work ahead. But in the back of my head, there's that little voice. And I don't know what it is, but I need to like take it out of my head and throw it really, really right, far away. But it's like right there in the back. And it's like, you don't need to work ahead. You right, get good grades anyways. And it's yep, a problem.
Yeah, what about you? Anything unexpected happened to you?
Yes, definitely. I always liked engineering. And I thought, wow, I'm going to do really great. And there's going to be no problem. But then I show up and it's a lot harder nowadays than what I'm used to. The math, you know, I thought I knew calculus and all that. And oh my gosh, that is so, it's like, where did they come up with this? You know,
right,
even though I was doing horribly in that, one thing that was nice was the fact that I was able to transfer over into the comms department, and I've been doing rather well in there so far. I've improved not being as procrastinary as I was.
Is that a word?
And it is now.
Procrastinary?
Yeah. I
like it.
We'll I write my own dictionary.
Got it. Okay. It's right, the Ellis.
You heard it first on Scholarly Stories. Procrastinary.
It is scholarly, right?
Yep.
I like it.
If you could change one thing about college, what would it be?
Students have to pay these outrageous student loans. The student loan has always been very horrible. In fact, I think it would be cheaper to get out, to take out a mortgage and pay that off, and it'll be a lot cheaper than what these student loans are, especially when how they accrue their interest over time.
Right, while you're still in school.
And yeah, you're not paying on it, but then all of a sudden, wow, you have this humongous bill with all this interest.
What about you, Tanner? What would you change about college?
So is it this college specifically, or is it like overall?
Overall.
I guess overall I would agree with Darren on the price of things. And to some degree I understand, like, there is, like, obviously I understand coming here. For me, I was breaking down all the costs while I did switch from engineering because I didn't want to do math anymore. I still enjoy math. So occasionally I just break stuff down. And so the big thing for me, I was like, okay, well, you know, my room and board is around $8,000 for the year. And so for me, I was going, well, for the year, I can't get an apartment and feed myself for $8,000. And then I was going, okay, my education at here at Olivet specifically, I want to say it was right around like 39,000. Like, don't quote me on the numbers, all I'm saying. But I was going, okay, all the overhead for all the buildings, and I have, most students have anywhere from 4 to 8 professors a semester. There's all the other facilities I can use, like the recreation center, which I use all the time. There's just all the other things that, like, while I do think it's still a little like, hey, you know, we could bring the cost back a little bit, because I feel like a lot of that stuff gets covered through, you know, other federal grants or whatever, right. Like, you know, other ways the school makes money. I feel like they could help us out a little bit because we are students and we're not, like, making a lot of money. I sort of get it, but I would definitely agree with Darren that we're students. Is there a better way we could figure this out? The nice thing is I was able to get scholarships coming in as a freshman, so a lot of my federal loans are very small. And the federal loans, actually, after doing some research, aren't too bad. And there's difference between subsidized and unsubsidized, but I'm not going to bore you with all that nonsense financial talk that I only half understand anyways.
Very good. I have one last question. It is, what's your favorite thing about college and the least favorite? I'll start with you, Darren.
My favorite thing is all the young faces actually out there coming here at my age. It's like I'm one of the kids, you know.
Right, right.
I know I still maintain, yes, you as are, being David. An adult, you know, because I see myself as a bit of a fatherly figure.
Right.
Even though that has got to be like my favorite thing. My least favorite, having to study.
Yeah, I agree. If they gave the quizzes and tests at the end of class, I'd ace every one of them because it's still fresh in your head. When you go home for a few days, have to take the test a week or so later, forget it. Hey, Tanner, so what's your favorite thing about college, at least?
My favorite thing is probably the lack of homework. I just came from high school, and so in high school you get a lot of busy work. And so it was just nonsense where, like, okay, you know, I need to do this, 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 and this. And most of it was pointless. And then I also like the people a lot better because when you're in college, everybody's here because they want to be here.
Right, not because they have to be here.
And so I think that was the big thing for me, is like, okay, I'm going to get along with these people better because they want to be here. At least some of them. Obviously, there's people I don't get along with, or there's people I'm not friends with everybody. I try to be because I just like talking to people.
It's just easier that way.
And the other big thing was just the amount of time I have. I never knew how much time I'd have once I didn't have to go. Now I'm in high school. I go to the for 6 hours a day. You know, like, there's so much. And obviously I got a little taste of that my senior year when I didn't have that, but I worked 40 hours a week.
Right,
so
right.
Now I'm getting that kind of idea where I still work every day. I work here at the station, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Best campus job out there. And probably my least favorite thing is honestly a lot of the rules. And that's probably more specific to Olivet, but just certain things that, like, the schools have as rules or, like, have available for us. I'm just like, I really feel like You know, some of it's
unnecessary.
You're not
going to call any one of those specific rules out, are you?
I could.
That is it for this episode of Scholarly Stories. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. Go out, enjoy your day, and we will talk again soon. You watch the door on the way out. It tends to have a bad closure on it.
You have been listening to Scholarly Stories. Come join us next time as Dan digs a bit deeper into the lives of Darren and Tanner, two students from Olivet Nazarene University. Thanks for listening. I'm Noah Campbell-White.